Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. While getting a college degree is more important than ever for being deemed employable in the job market, one state lawmaker says that Michigan's merit curriculum needs to provide more vocational education to students who are not interested in a university education, and introducing a bill that would change the merit curriculum requirements to allow technical classes to have the same credit as college prep. That's Republican State Senator Tom Casperson, who joins me now to tell me more about it. Tom, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me, Mike. We ran into this throughout the Upper Peninsula in my district more and more over the last year, now the last 2 years. But I also ran into it down in Detroit. I visited the U.S. Steel Mill down in Detroit, and we were hearing the same thing down there. I heard it over in LaShawn. Over in Alpena, the cement plant over there, they're running into trouble. There's people that are, you know, unemployment high, so there's people available to work, but they don't have the vocational tools they need, and they can't hire them.
What kind of technical classes are typically offered in our high schools now, and how is that class credit measured as compared to college prep classes?
Well, it's not given the same credence as a college prep class. And the other problem right now that I see is if I'm a student that I like working with my hands right now, as an example, a welder, if you're a good welder, you've got a job tomorrow. We can't find enough of them right now. So as an example, a welder, somebody looking to go into that field, before they can actually get to those type of classes, they got to make sure they meet all of the other curriculum, which is really geared towards college prep. So not only do you have to do that, then you can go over and try to get trained in the vocational side of things. But the problem there is I think what's happened is a lot of our high schools, you know, everybody's strapped for money. And so our high schools have had it geared towards the college prep side of things because that's all required. And you're fortunate if you can find something on the other side of it. But even if you can find it, a lot of those students are very busy just trying to keep up with the college prep side of things when their intentions are not to even go to college. And so we're seeing the result of that in that kids are trying to get ready for college, many of them going to college, and at the end of the day, they'd probably be better served if they and their parents had decided to take a vocational path to find a job that way.
So it's not that the vocational classes in our high schools or technical classes are sufficient to get them jobs out of high school. It's that they're not able to get to the vocational schools after high school because they're stuck with these college prep classes?
Well, they're not being prepared for the next level, which is, in many cases, going to require still some more. It's still going to require some technical training, but you might get that done in a year, maybe 2 years, out of high school, but at least the foundation's been laid in the high school to get you ready for it, and we're not encouraging it. And number two, we're making it very difficult for a student that wants to go down that path because if I'm focusing on vocational or thinking that's really where my talent lies, I can't really direct my energy there because I've got to get qualified for, in a sense, college because I look at what we've done now, it's all college prep. And it just seems like where some students were forcing them down a path that doesn't even fit them. And is suggesting that all kids should and can go to college and all kids really want to go to college, and I don't think that's true.
So in terms of your bill, would it allow high school students to completely opt out of math and science and English classes at some point in time?
Well, what it would do is it requires a base requirement of at least 11 credits that all students have to meet, and a lot of the things, the things you just mentioned are all in that. Then at that point, that's where it allows the student and the parents to start making some decisions on the career path, and then that's where it'll allow for some of the vocational tech training to compensate for a math class. carpentry as an example, learning that trade and learning how to use the angles and everything to go with it can be qualified as a math class because it takes math skills to be able to make it through something like that. You can't just get through it thinking you can't qualify for math. And so math, in many of the cases of the vocational training and what goes into that, a lot of it is math, but it's not recognized that way right now, and it's required that you take math classes all the way through, including Algebra 2. And I don't know that Algebra 2 is the answer for a kid that, if a kid is looking at going into the vocational ed skills, I don't know that Algebra 2 is exactly what they need, and right now we're saying it is. You have to have it.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Tom Casperson about the idea of changing the merit curriculum to make technical classes have the same credit as the college prep classes in our high schools. Tom, are you concerned that the prospects of any student that does not attend college might be risky, considering that we've already seen our manufacturing base gutted previously? Is there a possibility that the jobs that they would take on a vocational level could very well go overseas at some point?
We're not seeing it in my region. Up in the Upper Peninsula, we're seeing a surge of manufacturing taking off, and we're sitting here not really prepared for it. So I don't see that. My hope is that we would never allow that to happen. I mean, based on what's been going on right now, it certainly wasn't the educational side of things that moved manufacturing out of our country the way it did, or moved it around in different states the way it did. But we're seeing the manufacturing take off right now. And if it was just an Upper Peninsula thing, I'd have been a little more skeptical, but it's not. Traveling the state, we're seeing it all over the state, and the same problem exists, and that's the labor force that's needed. And you know, I mentioned U.S. Steel. We met with the president down there, and he explained it pretty clear to us what they're running into, and they're starting their people out down there at $22.50 an hour, and he said they're having no problem moving steel. The problem is the workforce, and huge retirements coming up here in the next 10 to 15 years, and their concern is how do we fill those gaps. And it would be a shame, I think, that we have manufacturing alive and well and actually prospering, and then not be able to fill it with a labor force doesn't even make sense.
When it comes to the college prep bias of our educational system, you know, Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum, he made big news by calling President Obama a snob when it comes to wanting Americans to attend college. What do you think of the general perception that there is something negative about going to college?
Yeah, I don't look at it that way. If you look at Michigan and the curriculum and the way it was passed, you had Senator Kuipers, who chaired education over on the Senate side, Republican. I served with Wayne when I was in the House. He was in the Senate. He's a good friend. I think he had good intentions. And then you look at Governor Granholm, Democrat. Governor Granholm supported it wholeheartedly. I think she supported it for good intentions. But the problem is one size doesn't fit all. And I think if you look at both of those two people, I think people that know them would consider them to be very intelligent. Probably didn't have much trouble in school when it came to academics. They were probably very sharp at it. A little bit I do know of both of them. I think they were very intelligent people. But I got a feeling if it came down to having to do the skills and weld things or, you know, fix the plumbing or repair cars or put the lines out, the power lines that we run across the country, they might struggle in that field because that's really not where their talent lies. And I think the problem is we had good intentions, but we went too far and we made it almost one way wholeheartedly. And for me, I think we sent the wrong message to the young people, because the message was, if you want to be successful, you need to have a college education. And I just disagree with that sentiment, that six-figure salaries, and that's what we're telling a lot of the kids. I think kids think they go to college, get a four-year degree, they're going to walk away with a six-figure salary. That's not true. A lot of our children are coming out of college with huge debts.
One last thing. You know, what about those who say that a college campus is a breeding ground for a liberal philosophy and that it doesn't reflect the conservative ideas of those who may not have gone to college? Do you see any truth in that?
I don't know if I'd say there's truth in that. I mean, there's plenty of things happening on campuses that I consider a pretty hard left, and I think it leans heavy that way, and that, you know, I'm not really excited about that. But at the same time, that's really up for the students and the parents to decide those things at the end of the day. But when it comes to curriculum in K-12 and where we're heading, it'll be interesting to see who opposes the legislation. That'll probably answer the question you just asked me, because if I get a lot of opposition from the universities, it's going to be interesting to see what the logic is, because we're going to have a lot of people coming from manufacturing that are going to really be very passionate about the problem they're faced with right now. And I don't know how the universities are going to counter that. other than to just, if they try to tell me that they believe all kids must get a college education to be successful, because I don't know how else you can support what we're trying to do here.
Well, it certainly will be interesting to see what happens next. Republican State Senator Tom Casperson. Senator Casperson, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.